The Book of Daniel, number 194. Echoes of the Maccabees, Trump's Triumph, and the Prophetic Path to the Image of the Beast. Key takeaways. The article delves into the prophetic significance of the Maccabees' revolt in 167 BC as a symbol of apostate Protestantism's future victory in the United States, drawing parallels to the anticipated election win of Donald Trump in 2024. It interprets this event as a defeat for the ideologies of globalism and wokeism, represented by the Democratic Party and certain factions within the Republican Party. The narrative extends to Trump's inauguration in 2025, likening it to the rededication of the Second Temple in 164 BC, and positing that this period will mark the onset of efforts to form an image of the beast by merging apostate Protestantism with Republican governance. The piece forecasts that this alliance will ultimately lead to the enforcement of a Sunday law, cementing the formation of the image of the beast and heralding a time of significant spiritual and political upheaval. The Maccabees' revolt against the imposition of Greek religion in 67 BC is seen as a prophetic marker for the triumph of apostate Protestantism in the 2024 U.S. election. Donald Trump's predicted victory in the 2024 election is viewed as a pivotal moment, with the religious right playing a decisive role in overcoming globalist and woke ideologies. Trump's inauguration in January 2025 is paralleled with the 164 BC rededication of the Second Temple, signifying the beginning of efforts to form an image of the beast through a church-state alliance. The article suggests that this alliance between apostate Protestantism and Republicanism will lead to the establishment of a Sunday law, marking the completion of the image of the beast. The narrative draws connections between historical and future leaders, using the concept of the eighth being of the seven to illustrate Trump's unique position in prophetic history. Satanic miracles are anticipated to support the formation of the image of the beast, with Trump's second inauguration serving as a starting point for these deceptions. The formation of the image of the beast in the U.S. is seen as a precursor to a global enforcement of similar principles, with Trump poised to lead this worldwide initiative following the Sunday law. The article underscores the critical nature of this period in the context of end-time prophecies, urging vigilance and preparation among believers. The line represented by the Maccabees, identifying apostate Protestantism in the United States, began their revolt against Greek religion at Modin in 67 BC. The Maccabees there prevailed over Antiochus Epiphanes' efforts to force the Greek religion upon the Jews, and also slew the leader of the Jews who had been working with Antiochus. Thus, Biden is defeated in the election of 2024 through the voting bloc known as the religious right. The history describes the victory of the election of 2024 as apostate Protestantism prevails over not only the globalist Republicans called rhinos, but also over the efforts of the atheistic Democrats to force the religion of wokeism upon the nation. The internal spiritual war represented by the line of the Maccabees began in 2015, when the rich president stirred up the dragon powers of globalism, and the work of the dragon in slaying the two witnesses included the Pelosi trials concerning January 6, 2021. Modin and the revolt of the Maccabees identifies the future victory of apostate Protestantism on November 5, 2024. The inauguration of January 20, 2025 was typified by 164 BC, which represented the rededication of the Second Temple. And in that very year, 164 BC, Antiochus Epiphanes died. Antiochus represents the Democratic Party and their globalist partners that self-identify as Republicans, though they are no more MAGA Republicans than a girl is a boy. The political struggle represented by verses 13 to 15 that concludes with the Battle of Panium runs parallel to the religious struggle in that history between wokeism and apostate Protestantism. After Trump's inauguration in 2025, represented by the rededication of the Second Temple in 164 BC, he will then begin the actual formation of an image of the beast by bringing the apostate Protestant church together with his apostate Republican government, represented by the League of Rome and the Maccabees from 161 BC unto 158 BC. Trump will bring church and state together into an alliance where the religious element is in control. In the prophetic history, where the earth beast forms the image of the beast of Catholicism, the apostate Republican horn and the apostate Protestant horn will fill the cup of their probationary time on the wrong side of the question of eternal life. From the inauguration, represented by the Second Temple cleansing in 164 BC, the work of forming the image of the beast begins as represented by the League of the Jews in Rome from 161 BC unto 158 BC. Trump will be re-elected on November 5, 2024, 167 BC. And at his inauguration, 164 BC, he will become the eighth president since the time of the end in 1989. In so doing, he will become the eighth, that is, of the seven, mirroring the papal beast who becomes the eighth kingdom of Bible prophecy when her deadly wound is healed at the Sunday Law. His inauguration was represented by the rededication of the Second Temple by the Maccabees in 164 BC. The revolt of the Maccabees began 3 years before in the town of Modane, which means protest, and marks his election victory of November 5, 2024. In 164 BC, the second dedication of the Second Temple occurred, thus typifying Trump's second inauguration on January 20, 2025. At that point, he officially becomes the eighth president, that is, of the seven presidents before him. 164 BC is commemorated by Judaism to mark the second dedication of the Second Temple. The inauguration is where Trump becomes the eighth, that is, of the seven. And from that point on, satanic miracles will occur, supporting the work of forming an image to the beast. Eight is a symbol of the image of the resurrected beast. And at that point, the formation of the image begins, as represented by 161 BC. The formation of the image of the beast is first accomplished in the United States, and then the image of the beast is forced upon the entire world. At the beginning of the United States forcing the world to accept an image to the beast, which would both speak and cause as many who would not worship the image of the beast to be put to death, the United States will have just passed a Sunday Law and formed a threefold union. At the Sunday Law, the threefold union is in place, and the time for the marvelous working of Satan has arrived. As Satan personates Christ and performs miracles to lead the world to accept the world image of the beast and Sunday worship. At that point, Trump becomes the leader of the Ten Kings. Thus, Trump's inauguration as premier king of the Ten Kings that is accomplished at the threefold union at the soon-coming Sunday Law has been prefigured by Trump's inauguration as the eighth president, that is of the seven, on January 20th, 2025. At the Sunday Law that concludes the formation of the image of the beast in the United States, the papal beast also becomes the eighth, that is of the seven. Thus, the image of the beast testing time begins with Trump becoming the eighth, that is of the seven. And when that period ends, the papacy also becomes the eighth, that is of the seven. For Alpha and Omega illustrates the end with the beginning. Satanic miracles begin at Trump's inauguration, when the period of the formation of the image of the beast begins, and it marks the marvelous working of Satan that begins at the end of the period of the formation of the image of the beast in the United States. Trump's inauguration marks the beginning of that period, and his inauguration as the premier king of the Ten Kings of the United Nations marks the ending of that period. In the beginning and ending inaugurations that both initiate the formation of the image of the beast, first in the United States and then in the entire world. The work of the League, or the coming together with Rome that occurred from 161 BC to 158 BC, identifies this history, and it concludes at the Sunday Law in verse 16. The final work of implementing a government that is an image of the papal system begins as the formation of the image of the beast, and is pushed by Trump as he returns the political favors apostate Protestants provided in his political victory. This prophetic structure is to be placed into the hidden history of verse 40. The hidden history of verse 2 under verse 3 of Daniel 11 is also to be placed upon that structure. The prophetic history of the two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11 is also to be placed upon that structure. By bringing these three lines together in the hidden history of verse 40, the Lion of the tribe of Judah is unsealing the portion of the prophecy of Daniel that had been sealed up until the last days. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord hath not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? Publish in the palaces at Ashdod, and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, Assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria, and behold the great tumults in the midst thereof, and the oppressed in the midst thereof. Amos 3:6-9. The message that is unsealed, which is represented within the hidden history of verse 40 of Daniel 11, is the sealing message. And Amos asks the rhetorical question about a trumpet being blown in a city and a lion roaring. And Amos provides the answer when he states that God would not do anything except he first reveal it to his servants the prophets. He includes that the trumpet message that is designed to produce godly fear would also identify evil in the city, and that it was to be published in Ashdod, Egypt, and Samaria, which represents the threefold makeup of modern Babylon. The sealing trumpet message was to be proclaimed to the entire world in advance of the events represented in the sealing message. The trumpet message, that is, the sealing message, bears the signature of truth, for the sealing time is structured upon three blasts of the trumpet of the third woe. The trumpet first marked the beginning of the sealing on September 11, 2001, and the last represents the end of the sealing at the soon-coming Sunday Law, when at the great earthquake, the third woe cometh suddenly. The middle blast occurred on October 7, 2023, when the ancient glorious land was hit by a surprise attack from Islam of the third woe, as was the modern glorious land struck by a surprise attack from Islam of the third woe in 2001, and as it will be at the last of those three blasts at the soon-coming Sunday Law. The middle surprise attack upon the ancient glorious land was upon literal Israel, a symbol of the rebellion that crucified the Messiah. Amos's trumpet message would be broadcast to the entire world, and that work of publishing the message began at the end of July 2023. The lion of the tribe of Judah then roared, And who will not be afraid? And who will be so bold as to deny that the events associated with the sealing time of the 144,000 are now being unsealed around planet Earth? These articles are now in over 120 nations, in over 60 languages, and they can either be read or listened to. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Revelation 1 verse 3. When the fire from off the altar, that has been mixed with the prayers and incense, is cast to the earth, as the seventh and final seal is removed, there were voices, thunderings, lightnings, and a great earthquake. The great earthquake is brought about in consequence of the message of the midnight cry being cast down as fire upon the saints who are sighing and crying in Ezekiel chapter 9, the same way the fire came down at Pentecost. That fire represented a message that was then carried to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, as is these articles. That fire represented the ability to convey that message in a multitude of languages, as is these articles. The articles are identifying in advance what is about to take place, for the Lord will do nothing except he first reveal his activities through his prophetic word. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves, their spot is not the spot of his children, they are a perverse and crooked generation. Deuteronomy 32:1-5. The doctrine of the latter rain is now being published by the Lord, and the doctrines that make up the message of the midnight cry latter rain message are based upon the name of the Lord. His name is Truth, he is Palmoni, the wonderful numberer, and he is the wonderful linguist. He is Alpha and Omega, he is the Son of God and the Son of Man, he is the High Priest, he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and he is Michael the Archangel. All these names of Christ, are an integral part of the revelation of Jesus Christ, which is unsealed just before probation closes, and they are an integral part of the articles that have been published around the planet since the end of July 2023. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, who is the one who prevailed and obtained the right to unseal the book that is sealed with seven seals, is now crying, as he did on October 22, 1844, "Who shall not fear?" And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, "Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not." Revelation 10:3-4. A sacred history that aligns with the hidden history of Daniel 11:40 is the history of the Millerites, in fulfillment of Matthew 25's parable of the 10 virgins, the seven thunders of Revelation 10, Habakkuk chapter 2, and Ezekiel chapter 12, verses 21 through 28. Their history began at the time of the end in 1798, which aligns with the time of the end in 1989. In Revelation chapter 10, the seven thunders uttered their voices, but John was prevented from writing what the seven thunders had uttered. The Apostle Paul saw and heard things in the third heaven that were not lawful for men to write. The Apostle Paul, early in his Christian experience, was given special opportunities to learn the will of God concerning the followers of Jesus. He was caught up to the third heaven, into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. He himself acknowledged that many visions and revelations had been given him of the Lord. His understanding of the principles of gospel truth was equal to that of the very chiefest apostles. 2 Corinthians 12:2-4, 1:11. He had a clear, full comprehension of the breadth and length and depth and height of the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Ephesians 3:18-19. Acts of the Apostles 4:69. All the prophets identify the last days, and what John heard when the seven thunders uttered their voices. He was forbidden to write what Paul witnessed while in the third heaven. He was made to know what was not lawful for a man to utter. The truth represented by the seven thunders was to be sealed up until the Lion of the tribe of Judah chose to unseal that truth. It was partially unsealed to Sister White, for she identified that it represented the events that would transpire in the history of the first and second angels' messages, and also that it represented future events that would be disclosed in their order. What was revealed then was a prediction connected with future events. She was also instructed that the sealing up of the seven thunders was typified by the sealing up of the book of Daniel. The special light given to John, which was expressed in the seven thunders, was a delineation of events which would transpire under the first and second angels' messages. After these seven thunders uttered their voices, the injunction comes to John as to Daniel in regard to the little book. Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered. These relate to future events which will be disclosed in their order. The Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 7, 971. The understanding that the seven thunders, as a symbol that proved and upheld that the methodology of line upon line is the latter rain message, was recognized in the time of the end that began in 1989. But after September 11, 2001, the importance of the repetition of the two movements became a present testing truth. The repetition of Millerite history in the history of the 144,000 was the primary rule that was confirmed on that date, just as the primary rule of the Millerites was confirmed on August 11, 1840. For the Millerites, the primary rule of a day representing a year was confirmed on August 11, 1840, and the primary rule that identifies that all the reformatory movements typify each other, line upon line, was confirmed on September 11, 2001. The seven thunders, as a witness of that truth, were unsealed at that time. Jesus always illustrates the end of a thing with its beginning, and September 11, 2001, being the beginning of the sealing process, identifies the ending of the sealing process. The Lion of the tribe of Judah unsealed another aspect of the seven thunders when when he began to raise the dead dry bones in July of 2023. For he then identified that, in agreement with truth, the seven thunders also symbolically represent the Millerite history of the first and last disappointments, with the rebellion of the Midnight Cry being the middle waymark. In doing so, he revealed that the seven thunders is repeated in the history of July 18, 2020, unto the soon-coming Sunday law. The disappointment of July 18, 2020 being the first waymark, and the disappointment of the soon-coming Sunday law being the last of the three waymarks of truth that identify the seven thunders at the end of the sealing time, is represented by the rebellion associated by the foolish virgins who reject the message of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who is now roaring as he unseals and publishes his message around planet Earth, for that message is the Midnight Cry message of the last days. At the beginning of the sealing time, on September 11, 2001, the angel of Revelation chapter 18 descended, and among several things, he unsealed a fuller understanding of the meaning of the seven thunders. What was then understood of the seven thunders was not simply that reform movements parallel one another, but also that when the angel descended at that waymark of a reform movement, it would confirm the primary prophetic rule of its respective history. The descent of the angel of Revelation, chapter 18, on September 11, 2001, confirmed the latter rain methodology of line upon line by identifying that the beginning, or Alpha, movement illustrated the ending, or Omega, movement. At the end of the sealing time, Michael descended to resurrect the dead dry bones, represented by the two witnesses who were dead in the street of that great city of Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. When Michael called the dead back to life, he, as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, unsealed that the seven thunders had a hidden history beyond the truths previously revealed of the seven thunders. And when the Lion of the tribe of Judah unsealed that truth, he placed it within the structure of truth. It was then revealed that July 18, 2020, paralleled April 19, 1844, and that each of those waymarks would be followed by the unsealing of the message of the Midnight Cry, which would manifest the rebellion of the foolish virgins of each respective history. He also unsealed the fact that the message would travel like a tsunami around the world until the great disappointment of the Sunday law was enforced. We will continue this study in the next article. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Revelation 22:10-13.